Listening to us at Rupert Lawn and Care at 8:60 a.m. And that's a place I visited over the summer when Prince Rupert saw the opening of its first smokehouse. From July, this is Blair Moreau from the Gitmak Mackay Nisga Economic Development Society talking about their new salmon smokehouse.
An idea that's been around since the 1960s when Nisga Tribal Council formed here in Prince Rupert, and it's kind of just evolved into our society, which was formed in 2002, and they've been calling, or the members have been calling for this project way back since 1962. We've finally gotten around to implementing it.
And I understand there's plans for another smokehouse on site.
That's the ultimate goal, yeah. We've got plenty of space in the back half acre of our property. We're looking at a whole bunch of options, but a second smokehouse would be ideal.
So there you go. That is from July, Blair Moreau with the Gitmak Mackay Nisga Economic Development Society. This morning, we get a bit of an update. Blair joins me in our Prince Rupert studio. Hi, Blair. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. Well, let's get the update. What's happening now in terms of smokehouses in Prince Rupert?
Well, since we last spoke down in Seal Cove, we actually constructed our second, well, it's actually under construction right now, our second community smokehouse, just being finished up by our great carpenter, Roland Barton, and we should have that done within the next 3 weeks here.
I understand there's some big news as well about a for-profit smokehouse. What can you tell me about that?
Well, we actually just announced that at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon this past Wednesday. What we've gotten approved for now through a few different funds throughout BC is the construction of a commercial smokehouse, which we're going to be constructing perpendicular to our three greenhouses on site, which what we're hoping to do is create 3 to 5 jobs and have a capacity to generate hot and cold smoked salmon.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this. Where can people purchase this commercially smoked salmon?
What we're hoping to do is just do an online retail store. We're not going to be doing any on-site sales, things like that. We're hoping to get more into wholesaling and just, I like to compare it actually to the Wheelhouse Brewing model where they stick to, you know, 3 products that they're really, really good at and just refine our recipes from there.
Right, right. And where is the salmon going to be coming from?
We're hoping to buy it all from Nisga fishermen just to keep it all within the community. But we have plenty of options for our supply right now.
And what's the response been like so far within Prince Rupert's Nisga community to this idea?
It's just been overwhelmingly positive. People are just so excited. This project has been an idea since the late 60s, and we're so excited to really take it on. And the point we're at now is sort of in product development, and we're trying to get as much engagement with the community as we can to get some really unique identity into what the product will ultimately become, whether that's the name or the logo or the branding. It's been an overwhelmingly positive response. Huh.
And let's talk a little bit about that first smokehouse that opened up in the summer. Did you get the fish moving through there? Were people able to smoke some fish?
We did. It was quite the show, actually. It was busy for at least 3 to 4 weeks straight without any breaks, and it was great to see such a good response.
Huh. And it begs the question, what else will we see the Gitmak Mackay developing down the road?
We've got plenty of ideas. What we've been looking at mostly is how can we get into more small business in Prince Rupert? We've kind of found our niches. Well, there's a lot of business owners that are looking to retire. They've been in Rupert for 30, 40 years and looking to call it quits, and they just don't want to shut the doors to their business. We're always open for conversation, and we've got a lot of stuff coming down the pipe.
Huh, very interesting. This is the third major project the Nisga have taken on here in Prince Rupert. It's a sizable footprint. How big do you think that footprint can grow, given that you're on traditional Tsimshian territory?
Well, we're very cognizant. We're not on our traditional territory. But with that said, we're operating under a spirit of partnership. There's no telling how far we can go, but we're aspiring to be a self-sufficient community. Right now, we get about $1 million a year from Nisga'alism's government, and that's kind of what our goal is for the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, Blair, it's very exciting. The big question is, when might people be able to buy this salmon that's commercially produced at Rupert Lawn and Garden?
What we're projecting right now is we'll be operational by the upcoming salmon season. just depends on how long it takes us to refine our recipes. We're going to keep it nice and simple and as traditional as possible. So we're hoping without too many kinks in the chain, we can be operational right at the start of salmon season this year.
Well, can't wait to try it. Blair, thanks so much for this update.
Thanks very much for having me.
That is Blair Moreau, the Economic Development Officer for the Gitmak Mackay Economic Development Society, live in our Prince Rupert studio. You can turn it over to us. As Blair mentioned, there are a lot of local businesses in Prince Rupert where some of the owners are thinking about retiring. What could be the new perspective, the new outlook for Prince Rupert? You can let us know. The listener line number 1-866-340-1932.